My name is Skylar Tuckwood, and I'm in fourth grade.
Thanks so much for joining us, Skylar. And I got to see you win last night at the spelling bee at the elementary school. Tell me about how you felt going in, and then how you felt when you got to the final two.
When I first got in, I was kind of scared because I thought I was going to get out on, like, the first round, but I didn't. I lasted until, like, there was last two, and he would get it right, and then I would get it right. Then we just kept going back and forth, and the word he got out on, I couldn't spell, and then they were going to give it to me. When I got home, I looked at it, and it was C-U-R-T-O-R, and I couldn't spell that word in the spelling
curator,
bee.
Right?
Yeah. And then they gave me a different word, and it was dim sum.
Do you know what dim sum is?
No.
But you just spelled it out
in
your head. That's amazing. What did you do to practice for the spelling bee?
We practiced for like 2 weeks, and then we went off to New Zealand for 3 weeks, and we didn't practice at all there. And then we got back. We practiced, but not as much as we did. And then the night before the spelling bee, I practiced really hard. And then right before I went over to the spelling bee, I practiced like every single word.
Okay, so you had lists of words to look at. Did you practice with your friends or with your parents or what?
I practiced by myself. I like said the word and closed my eyes and spelled it and then went on to the next one.
I noticed when some students got up there, they would kind of write on their hand as if they were writing the word. Did you do anything like that when you were up on stage?
When I had my hands behind my back, I did that.
Okay.
And when the Miss P, she said the word and was giving me the definition in the sentence, I would like spell that in my head while she was saying the definition and that stuff.
I see. Well, you spelled very confidently up there.
Thanks.
So I noticed last night that there were some Valentine's-related words already in the bee. We heard tulip, ballad, and even Romeo.
Yeah.
So I thought that in honor of your win and of this weekend's holiday, I'd ask you to spell a few more. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play the pronouncer now.
Okay.
First word is love. Love is a beautiful thing. Love.
Love. L-O-V-E. Love.
That is correct. Good job. Next word is romantic. February 14th is known as the most romantic day of the year. Romantic.
Romantic. R-O-M-A-N-T-I-C.
Nice. Very nice. And the last word is sweetheart. Every day the boy wrote a letter to his sweetheart. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. S-W-E-E-T-H-E-A-R-T. Sweetheart.
Correct. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. We're looking forward to seeing your performance in the statewide competition in Anchorage on March 5th. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Well, good luck and congratulations again.
Thank you.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love